So in the first week, we learned about destiny. Yes, well done. And then after that, we learned about giants and the giants in our lives, the giants we have to face and slay. Who can remember what was next? After giants, friends, there we go. Grace spoke about friends and it was really good. The value of friends and the value of having Jesus as our number one friend. After that, betrayal. Tabile spoke about betrayal, what betrayal is, and it was deep, right? Yeah. After that, revenge, there we go. Revenge and the other Grace. Thank you. The other Grace spoke about revenge. We watched the trailer and the dude's like, I will find you and I will kill you. And what revenge was, we learned about revenge. After that, last week, trials, there we go. Micah spoke about trials and how when we're facing trials, we need Jesus to be with us in our trials, right? But today, we're learning about power. What is, thank you. At least you guys have energy, it's great. Power, we're learning about power. What is power? So in your groups, look at the people, say hi to the people next door to you. Here we go. In your groups, I want you to answer this question. What is power? What do you think power is? And why do we need it, if we need it? You have about 2 to 3 minutes, go for it. Thank you. Cool. So someone from this group, what did you guys say power was? Someone, anybody, who's got a voice?
Power is strength and you need it to progress through life.
Cool. Power is strength and you need it to progress through life. Somebody from the back group here? Somebody? Yes. Power, strength, and authority here. Yes.
It's confidence, strength, and determination.
Fancy. Confidence, strength, and determination. Yes.
We said it was... I think we said it was authority and control. Yeah.
Cool. Authority and control. Nice. So none of those are wrong, I don't think. Not that I'm like an expert on power. But I went to the Google dictionary, and it told me that power is the ability or capacity to do something or act in a particular way. So most of your answers sort of align with that. The ability to do something, the authority to do something, being able to do something well. So that is power. But we're going to look at power in David's life. I don't know if you know this, but David was like a really powerful man, right? He started off as a shepherd boy, but even when he was a shepherd boy, he was still powerful. He was killing animals, lions, bears, all those fun things, just like that. And I don't know about you, but I'm not great at killing lions. Not that I've like tried it, but it would be quite scary. But then from there, he went on to be the ruler of kingdoms. And he conquered so many different places because he was powerful. So let's just look at that. David was really powerful as a ruler and soldier. It says there in 2 Samuel 8 verse 1 that David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. It's a strong word, subdued. And it looks like I repeated it and made a mistake, but I didn't. It says in 2 Samuel 8 verse 6, the Lord gave David victory wherever he went, right? Wherever he went, the Lord gave David victory. And then it says it again in 2 Samuel 8, verse 14, the Lord gave David victory wherever he went. So David was powerful and victorious. He defeated the Philistines, the Moabites, some weird names, guys, in the Bible, yo. The family of Hadazar. These families are really hectic. They're not like your average family next door. It's not like that other family that you see, your neighbors. These families are hectic with armies, soldiers, chariots, and David defeated them. But not because he was just all amazing, but because he was connected to God. We're going to look at that later. I want you to think of like the most hectic battle scene you think of. Game of Thrones, I don't know. Something hectic where there's people killing each other. That was the Bible. It was quite extreme. And David was powerful. But he was powerful as a soldier, but he was also a powerful worshiper, right? So I don't know if you know this, but lots of the Psalms in the Bible were written by David. This powerful soldier who was good at killing people and all that fun stuff, which is bad, by the way, thou shalt not kill. He was good at all that, but then he was also a worshiper. He would go on his knees and worship. He'd write songs. He would dance. He would sing. He plays the harp, which is something I can't do. It says in 2 Samuel 6 verse 14, wearing a linen ephod, which is like your underwear, basically, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. He was a king, and he went in his underwear. He was completely just, I'm going to dance. I'm bare before the Lord. And he didn't really care what people were saying. His wife was judging him because it's like, yo, dude, you're dancing around in your undies. That's not quite cool. That's not normal. But David was said to her, I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. He was so free, so in love with God, that he was like, it doesn't really matter what everyone else is thinking. I will be more undignified than this. So I'm going to read a little passage quickly. It says in 2 Samuel 5, verse 19 to 21, so David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? The Lord answered him, go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands. So David went from that place, and there he defeated them. Right? It's a hectic word, that's why I just skipped it. He said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned the idols there, and David and his men carried them off. But the most important part about that passage is the top part. It says, David inquired of the Lord, and then he listened. He listened. It says there, he inquired of the Lord, the Lord answered him. So he didn't just go and attack the Philistines just like that. It's like, oh, let's go kill the Philistines. He stopped and asked God, God, what should I do? He inquired of the Lord, and then God told him what to do. Okay? So David was a powerful listener. Powerful worshiper, powerful soldier, powerful listener. Got that? Cool. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story about my life. It's not like a long story. So as I was preparing for this sermon, right, I got given the topic. They're like, Asher, you're going to talk about power. It's like, oh, yay. I started with a blank piece of paper. I wrote at the top, power. And then I stopped. Because what do you write about power? I wasn't given like any page, this is what you're going to talk about. It's like, what am I going to tell these guys? Power is like a really big topic, right? It's like, it's a lot to talk about. So I decided, you know what? By myself, I don't really know what to do. It's a completely broad topic. I could talk about anything. There's so much about power. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to worship. So I played a song. I'll play it for you later. It's called A Thousand Hallelujahs. And it's a worship song. I decided I'm going to go on my knees in my bedroom. It was late at night. Went on my knees and said, God, I'm just going to worship you. So I went on my knees and I listened. I stopped and I listened. And God spoke to me and said that what you guys need to hear is that power comes from a place of worship. When we worship God, that's when we'll be powerful. Then I thought to myself, okay, how can this relate to David's life? And it's pretty obvious. David was an exceptional worshiper. He would write songs, he would play the harp, he would dance in his underwear before Jesus. I'm not saying that you guys should really go out on the streets and dance in your undies. If you want to and you feel called to, then great. But I don't know, you might get like arrested or something. Just saying. But he was so willing to do what it takes to worship God. And we need to be like that, right? So when I was praying and worshiping, I worshiped, I listened, and then decided I'm going to act. I'm going to come and tell you guys this, right? So the same is in David's life. David would worship, then he would listen to God, and then he would act, right? So first thing we're going to learn, wait for it. This thing's broken. There we go. What do we learn about power from David's life? Firstly, David worshiped God. If there's anybody that worshiped God, like to look up to, it's probably David. David was an exceptional worshiper. I'm going to repeat that part. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. David had a lot of might. He was a powerful man. With all his might, that's pretty big, right? David sang, danced, and made music for God. Okay? So firstly, David worshiped God. Secondly, David listened to God. So when he was faced with different situations in his life, different places to attack, places to go, what to do, he would ask God. Pretty cool. God, what must I do? And God would tell him because he listened, right? David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? And then God replied, go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands. So he listened to God, right? Firstly, he, what did I say first? He worshipped, then he listened. Finally, David acted. Not like in drama, he did something. He acted. He didn't just listen. Sometimes it's nice, we can listen. Oh, great, I heard this great sermon on Sunday. Great, you listen. Now what? We actually have to act, right? David didn't just listen, he acted according to God's will. So he did as the Lord commanded him, and in that story, he struck down the Philistines, killed thousands of people. which is bad. Don't kill thousands of people. But in context, it was okay. He listened to God. Okay. So there's going to be three questions on the screen, and I want you to answer these in your groups. You have about 10 minutes. First question is, what have you learned about power today so far? What situations or trials do you need power for in your life? So something you're facing. We learned about giants a couple of weeks ago, learned about trials. In these, with these giants, these trials, why, how do we need power? What do we need power for? And then how can you worship God this week? And then there's just a really cool scripture there. I thought I was just going to add that as like a bonus scripture. You can look at that when you're done. So you have 10 minutes, go for it. Cool. So as I was preparing for today, I was just thinking, what's the ultimate verse about power? And instantly it came to my mind, Acts 1 verse 8. It says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Me. Well, it says me. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And I think it's so cool that in David's time, the Holy Spirit wasn't there. And today, where we are, the Holy Spirit is with us always, right? And we just have to enter into the presence of God in worship, and Holy Spirit is with us. And it's so cool we receive power, and then that power is within us, but then he gives us power to go out and reach to the rest of the world, right? To reach Judea, Samaria, as far, to the rest, the ends of the earth. That includes us here in Joburg. We're part of the earth, which is pretty cool. And that includes our just ones, right? The people we're trying to reach out to. So when we receive the power, we can go out and reach to our just ones. I thought it was really cool in worship. They sang the song, the last song we were singing, it said, these giants that I'm facing right now are real, but your presence is more real, right? And it's so cool. It kind of works with this topic where these giants that we're facing, the trials that we need power for, when we enter into God's presence, it's real. And we're in that presence. That's when we listen to God, we can act on those things, right? So just felt like it would be cool if we could spend a few minutes in worship. I'm going to play a song for you. Just where you are, you don't have to like move around, and just where you are, think about what the words are saying. It's a worship song, and think about what the words are saying, and then just listen. Listen to what God's saying about the problems you're facing, the giants that you're facing, the trials, things at school, things at home, and then just listen to what God's saying about that, right? So during the song, just listen, and then think about what you're going to do this week to face those giants, face those trials, okay? Does that make sense? So, I won't play the whole song because it's quite long, so I'll just play a little bit of it. May your praises live in every word we speak, and with every gift of breath we breathe you in. All the works that you have done consume our hearts. Who in all the earth compares to who you are? Who in all the earth compares to who you are? A thousand hallelujahs, God, we lift to your name. A thousand hallelujahs. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for just being in this place, Lord God, where we can just come and worship you, Lord God. Thank you that the two or more are gathered, there you are, Lord God, and we know you're here, Lord God. Please help us to remember that when we come with the attitude of worship, Lord God, that you're there and we just have to listen to you, Lord God. And please just direct our path, Lord God. Direct where we're going, Lord God, and every single giant that we're facing, the trials we're facing, Lord God, the problems we're facing, the situations we're in, Lord God. Help us just to listen out for your direction, your prompting, Lord God, and then help us to act accordingly, Lord God. I pray that going out this week, every single person in this room is just challenged to do something about the giants in their lives, Lord God, to actually act, Lord God. And I pray that you give us power, Lord God, to do so, Lord God, but power that's aligned with you, Lord God, power that's according to your will, Lord God. I pray that you just bless our day, Lord God. Help us to go out and reach out to our just ones as well, Lord God, and just bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Cool. So that was nice, right? That was nice. I enjoyed that. That was cool. Cool. So just to wrap up, remember that David was a super powerful man, right? He was a soldier, really powerful, but he was also a passionate worshiper, right? And I think they're very connected, those two. So let's be like David going out this week and be undignified in our worship for Jesus. Just so you know, power is a big topic, right? And I have by no means closed down what is power. There's so much about power, and I think just dive into the word and look into it and look what is power. And there's bad power, there's good power, and just look into the Bible. It gives you answers, right? And then if you need to talk about power, need to talk about anything, all of us leaders are available afterwards, so please come to us and talk to us if you have questions, something you want to clarify, okay? And then don't forget about devotions. They will be sent to you on your cellular devices, your cell phones, on WhatsApp. If you're not on the WhatsApp group yet, there's a sign-up sheet on the notice board. Write your name, number. You will get devotions every day. It's pretty cool. Like, just imagine, you just check your phone, and then what? There's devotions. It's pretty exciting. So sign up, and you'll get the devotions about power. Micah wrote them for this week. They're going to be really, really good. Don't want to miss out. And then next week, this is a good topic. Us teenagers, we love this topic. We're talking about lust. I see you guys' excitement. I see it. We're talking about lust. Thank you. Thank you. And it's going to be really, really powerful. So you don't want to miss out next week, Sunday. Bring your friends. Have a wonderful week, guys. Be blessed.